Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We almost had a throwdown at the local Great Clips. Hey, everybody, Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Great to have you with us, the Everyday Saturday Show. It's March 11th, 2015. I hope you're having an amazing day. It's going to be in the 60s and sunny today. So in Cincinnati, Ohio, by the way, that's where we're broadcasting. So that gives everybody the permission to actually smile today because there's no other reason to smile. When the sun doesn't come up, excuse me, we don't smile. When there's snow on the ground, we don't smile. Until the temperature hits the 50s and the sun stops hiding behind the clouds, we have no reason to smile because certainly just waking up on the right side of the ground isn't warrant you enough to smile. Is that even a sentence? God, I'm terrible sometimes with the sentence. But anyway, you get my point, right? Come on, people. It ain't just about the weather. So I went to my luxury salon today. And had my hairstylist groom a little bit of what's still growing on top of the Everyday Saturday cranium, a.k.a. Great Clips. Great Clips. Now, if you're not familiar with Great Clips, it's the home of the online check-in. So this is genius stuff. Great Clips, it has an app. And I don't know, maybe everybody has it now, but back in the day, a few years ago, nobody else had this. You go online or you go on your smartphone with an app at Great Clips and you check in. And it tells you, you got a 25-minute wait, 50-minute wait, or 0 minutes wait. And you just get your name on the list. And then once your name goes to the top, when there's 0 minutes left, you're at the top of the list for an hour. All right. So you can be there for an hour. So you don't have to go right then and there, you know, check in and then go and wait in the thing. It is awesome. I've never waited at Great Clips. Matter of fact, I shot a YouTube video, I think, 2 years ago, might have even been 3 years ago, and I thought that I could be the Jared of Subway for Great Clips. Like, I thought my future was being a spokesperson for the Great Clips online check-in. So if you go to my YouTube channel, /Everyday Saturday, and just search, it might have been 2 years ago, I don't know, 3 years ago, probably 3 years ago, I talked about the online check-in at Great Clips, and I thought, I'm going to get Jared status, baby, this is it. Home run. And actually, Great Clips replied back on my YouTube channel in a comment and said, hey, thanks for the video, weirdo, but no Jared status for you. Crushed. I told my wife, I said, well, honey, we hit the lotto. This is it, man. I'm going to make millions of dollars. I'm going to be the spokesperson for Great Clips. Never happened, so I had to go back to work. Anyway, back when I started using the Great Clips app to check in, I'd walk in and they'd say, hello, welcome to Great Clips. Did you check in online? Because they're selling the online check-in because it makes it easier for everybody. I'd say, yes, I did. Are you Sam? Yes, I am. Oh, okay, come on back. And then everybody, I mean everybody in that waiting room, if eyes were bullets, the back of my head would be like a pincushion. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, people literally just burning a hole in the back. I could feel it in the back of my head. And I would sit down and be like, whoa, that's a bit uncomfortable. Everybody in the waiting room, they go, yeah, well, everybody knows we got an online check-in. I go, yeah, you're right. But for some reason, they choose not to use it. So today, I mean, this is 2015. This thing's been around now for a few years at least. I walk in, and there's a guy pacing in the lobby. This is a great personal development podcast, by the way. There is a moral to this story. There's a guy pacing back and forth like a bear in a cage, all right, in the waiting room, hands behind his back as if he's handcuffed. You can imagine that pose, right? Pacing back and forth, waiting for the next hairstylist. It's a $10 great clip to wait on him. He's probably a young lad, 60, 65 years old. And I walk in, same drill. Hello, welcome to Great Clips. I said, hello. And they said, did you sign in online? I sure did. Are you Sam? I am. Sam, I am. They said, okay, great, come on back. And the lady must have known, lady, she's a girl, she's 25 years old at the most. And she said, hey, Chuck, because Chuck was number two behind moi. So she yelled over the shoulder there, hey, Chuck, the other girl's just wrapping up. She'll be right with you. Literally, the other stylist was ringing out the gentleman who was paying with a crisp $10 bill for his hairdo. And Chuck's like, I was here first. And she goes, oh, I know. And she was being real sweet, much more than I would have been. She goes, oh, I know, Chuck, but he checked in. He was ahead of you, but I was here first. Like, he's talking like Clint Eastwood. I'm like, whoa, is Chuck, you packing or something, dude? We're talking about a $10 haircut, man. And literally, the lady just pushed in the cash drawer. What did Chucky do? I'll give you a guess. A, stared down the next stylist while waiting his turn in line, which was going to be about in the next 30 seconds. B, sat in the corner, pouted, and said, I'm not going anywhere now. You come get me. Or C, left. If you guess C, ding, 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 win a chicken dinner, Chucky boy left the house. He left. Literally left. The stylists looked at each other. Oh, my God. He was next. Like, 10 more seconds. And then they kept talking about him. Like, the whole time it took to groom my velvet cap, they talked about him. I go, there's a couple things at work here, okay? Brittany was the one styling my cranium. And Brittany was saying, geez, that, I just feel guilty. I mean, it's not my fault. I go, Brittany, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 Brittany, hold on a second. You can't let people rent space in your head. Not for free. No way. I stopped doing that years ago. Chuck wants you to feel bad because he acted 2 years old. What are we? I'm not getting my way, so I'm taking my ball and leaving. What's his option? He leaves. He's been waiting for 10 or 15 minutes. He's now going to leave without a haircut. Probably going to drive up to the Great Clips up the road and get in the same sticky situation. Waiting, complaining about the previous one he just left. His day is ruined. He ruined his day. Do not let him ruin your day. I was laughing, cackling even. I said, Brittany, I see this all the time, right? People just make major in minor things. Like that haircut is going to me checking in online. Nobody did anything wrong. I checked in first online. Chucky checked in second. Truth be told, had I showed up 2 minutes later, he would have just gotten in ahead of me because I wasn't there yet. But he couldn't wait another minute to get his haircut. And that, my God, seriously? That's somebody who doesn't have enough in his life to worry about. That's somebody who doesn't have much going on that you can get upset about that. Seriously. You know anybody like that? Like, so they get upset about the stupidest things. The stupidest thing. I got news for you. Chucky ain't ever going to be an entrepreneur because you can't sweat that small stuff. You just can't. So many people get so upset. And then, of course, Brittany, I felt bad for her because she was like, geez, you know, I feel bad. Hey, what, that's on him. That's a Chuck problem. That ain't a Brittany problem. That's a Chuck problem. You let it go, man. Water off a duck's back. Come on. Forget about him. Now, easier said than done for her. Me, after this podcast, I'm done thinking about Chucky, but I'm glad I had that interaction this morning because it reminded me what it was like being at work. We used to do this stuff all the time. All the time. My boss doesn't like me. He didn't recognize me. If you've never heard the podcast, I gotta probably redo this one. I think I got lost in the archives. One time, I had a girl at work. Girl, she's a lady, probably in her 40s. Call my boss because I had a recognition. I actually recognized her with a slide on in front of the sales floor. There's probably 50 sales reps there. I was running the show. And I had her percent to quota wrong. She wrote like 115%. I think I had her at 105. Congratulated. Took a picture. And she called my boss over Christmas vacation when the office was basically shut down. There's nobody around. The first day back, he knew how I'd react too, because I was working like a dog. I mean, 80 hours a week and just hated it, right? He knew. He goes, hey, I need you not to overreact. Bad way to open up a conversation. I know you're just going to be so pissed when I tell you this, but just sit there, take it. Actually, it was a great way to open a conversation. I'm going to say something you're not going to like. I need you to sit there, take it, don't react, and let's just move on, because it's total BS. So he told me, he's like, yeah, so-and-so called me over Christmas. She said she hadn't slept in 3 days because she felt so disrespected. I said, because of what? Well, because she wrote 115% of objective, and you only had her at 105. And I looked at her, I go, you know, I put that damn presentation together. I'm the first sales manager that's ever even thought of that, to do that, to recognize them halfway through a sales campaign. I wanted to send everybody home for the holidays on a high note, and she didn't sleep for 3 days? You want to know who's not sleeping for 3 days, Johnny? Me! I'm the one not sleeping for three. He goes, can you do me one more favor? And I knew this was coming. I just need you to fall on the sword, man. I need you to call her in and apologize. I'm like, are you? Yep. Just apologize, and I'll buy you a beer. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Romper room. We're in preschool, everybody. Gather round with your Granimal outfits on. Let's have your graham crackers and some hot chocolate, and Uncle Sammy's going to say he's sorry. So what'd I do? Called her in, apologized. She said she hadn't slept in 3 days, but she forgave me. That's nice. She forgave me. I felt so forgiven. It was such a weight off my shoulders to see a middle-aged woman forgive me for being 10% off her percent to quota that I recognized in front of the entire sales force, who, truth be told, couldn't give a rat's ass if she wrote 105, 305, or 15,000% of objective. They wanted to get out for the holidays, and the only thing standing between them and their family and Christmas vacation was me standing up there with Miss Sensitive, getting the percent to quota off by 10 percentage points. Majoring in minor things, my friend. It's her, it's Chucky, it's everybody else out there that's going through life focused on the wrong thing. Don't be like Chuck. Be you, the original. Enjoy life. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Are we cool? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.